Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Marlon Samuel scored an outstanding century to help the West Indies recover from a poor start to the opening day of the second test against England at Trent Bridge. Samuels was unbeaten on 106 alongside his captain Darren Sammy on 89 as the tourists closed on a very healthy 304 for 6, having earlier been reduced to 63 for 4 in the morning session. Samuels with his third test century and Sammy with his third test half century put on a new ground record for the seventh wicket. This came after England's fast bowlers had found the edges of West Indian bats almost at will in the morning, but Samuels and Sammy used more advantageous batting conditions in the afternoon to put the home side under pressure. Samuels played with the patience and guile of a man with 22 or perhaps 32 test centuries behind him rather than the mere two he had going into this game, and by doing so set the platform for Sammy to come in and play in a more dashing, aggressive style that brought the West Indies rich reward. Chennai Super Kings maintained their remarkable Indian Premier League record by advancing to their fourth final in five attempts, beating Delhi Daredevils by 86 runs in the second qualifier in front of their own fans. Their convincing victory is set up by Murali Vijay's brilliant 113 in 58 balls, and although Mahela Javadina hit 55 for the Daredevils, no other batsman could produce an innings of substance, and in reply to 222 for 5, they were dismissed for just 136. Vijay hammered 15 fours and 4 sixes, posting his second IPL century, making it to three figures in 51 balls, and he was well supported by Dwayne Bravo, Suraj Raina, Mahendra Singh Dhoni and Michael Hussey. Delhi then lost Virender Sehwag and David Warner early, and despite Mahela Javadina scoring a wonderful 55 in 38 balls, they were soundly beaten in the end. Ravi Ashwin took 3 wickets and Shadab Jakhatti 2 as they were dismissed inside 17 overs, losing 7 wickets for 30 runs to crash the biggest loss of the tournament in terms of runs. England's newest test cap, Yorkshire wicketkeeper batsman Jonathan Bairstow, has been handed an increment contract by the ECB. Bairstow has earned the contract after being selected for the second test against the West Indies at Trent Bridge, having earlier made his debut in the opening match of the series at Lord's.